There it is. A scene from Insidious, The Red Door, a.k.a. Insidious 5, out in theaters this weekend, rated PG-13, starring Patrick J. Wilson, who also directs this film, comes from James Wan, and also stars Ty Simpkins, and of course, Rose Byrne. To put their demons to rest once and for all, Josh and a college-bound Dalton must go deeper into the further and try to survive. Welcome to the July 9th edition of Silver Screen Previews. I'm your host, Rob Martin, and I have a brand new look. I want to say, everybody, thank you for all the suggestions. I have finally done it again for the second time. I've shaved my head. It's just too hot here in New York. I can't stand it anymore. I had to do it. TV Fiend approved of this. TV Fiend, how are you? Welcome back.
I'm good. How are you?
Refreshed. I feel so much better now.
I don't think you know what heat is in New York.
Please, do tell. What is your heat like? That's such an interesting topic.
Well, our heat is like you can't walk to the mailbox without sweating. It's like 100 degrees here.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, after 5 minutes outside, I felt like I jumped into a swimming pool.
That means your red lipstick just like melts away, something like that. Your hair starts to like become moppy.
I mean, it's a problem.
It's a problem. That bad. Well, welcome back. It's great to have you back, TV Fiend. Let's talk about this movie. It's called Insidious, The Red Door. Of course, there was part of a clip right there before from the previous film, which was Insidious, The Lost Key. As you saw the great Barbara Hershey there, you saw Rose Byrne, Patrick J. Wilson. What did you think about this one, the brand new one, The Red Door?
We're really doing this. We're having a fifth.
Yes, it's here.
Yeah. And we are calling it the final one. But hey, it's nostalgic for me. I can remember making out with a guy on the couch in high school while this was on in the background. And it's got some themes that are right up my alley. Hypnosis, astral projection, meditation. I'd really like to do some of that hypnosis that they're doing, though, to forget some of my exes. That would be good. All the if I started remembering them during meditation, it'd really mess up the vibe. But hey, it beat Indiana Jones at the box office this weekend.
That is correct. That is correct. Great information there, TV Fiend. Continue.
Yeah. And we're bringing back the original cast, although I can hear the boomers now complaining about Dalton's college angst, but there are some well-placed jump scares. I mean, the MRI scene, MRIs are already scary enough.
Yes.
And the frat house, also scary in real life.
Hmm.
And I also, while I was watching the trailer for this movie, got a YouTube ad with a guy trying to lead me in prayer. So, not sure what that says about my YouTube choices. But
yes,
I thought that the movie sort of dragged on, had a couple of good jump scares, but dragged on, and then at the end, it was just really rushed.
Mm.
But I would say that if you want to find out about the original cast, if you want to have some nostalgia, it's worth a watch. And also, I feel like the overall theme here was confront your past instead of block it out.
All right, thumbs up or thumbs down?
I would say thumbs up.
Thumbs up, surprisingly. After all that depressing news from you, it's like all the negatives, you give me a passing grade at the end. Very surprising there, TV Fiend. I don't know about you.
I mean, it wasn't all bad.
Yeah. You know, I want to make a point there because it's, I don't know if it's coincidence or maybe they just knew that this was happening. Remember that story this past week about that one girl on the airplane that saw a guy that he wasn't real? That's not a real man back there. Remember that one?
What? No,
did you hear
about
this story?
About...
Yeah, no, it's all over the news. It's like this young lady just steps up. She didn't seem drunk at all. I don't know if everybody has comments back there. Tell me what you guys think about that story. She's on the airplane. She's having a fit because she believes that the guy that she's sitting next to is not a real human being. So is that connected in some way or some form to the Insidious movie dealing with the astral projection stuff? I don't know, but it just seemed very fishy that they had practically released this the same week as that happened on the airplane there. It's just weird. I don't know.
Yeah, that seems like a well-placed ad. It's like those creepy people that would show up at the baseball games right before the Smile movie got released, and they'd just be doing this creepy smile.
Yeah, maybe that'll be the area or the placement of where they do the next Insidious movie, on an airplane. Maybe.
Yeah, demons on an airplane.
All right. So TV Fiend gives Insidious the Red Door a thumbs up. I, on the other hand, was very frustrated with this film, folks. I can't tell you that this film was so much more than I thought it was going to be in the beginning. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be surprised in this movie. I'm going to be shocked. I'm going to be happy. And then I result to see the R rating is not happening. It becomes a PG-13 rating, which becomes a movie audience killer because it eliminates any kind of prosperity the movie could really have. PG-13 means they want to get so many fannies in the seats, and they accomplish that by giving it the rating that they want it to, instead of giving what the real hardcore fan wants, which is an R rating. More gore, more deaths, more scares. So we didn't get that. They should have gone all out. Really, this one is called, it should have been called Insidious Goes to College. Because of the Dalton story, Dalton goes through this entire film at the college studio with this whole thing, or campus, with this whole thing going on, and the dad in some other place, and they join together in this kind of mind meld situation. It's a very dark movie, physically, so you're going to have to see some things that are maybe not there. But it's colorful, a very colorful movie as far as being dark. The first Insidious movie, for me, was the best one so far in the series and has not been topped to this point. The ending leaves things up in the air, so it's up to your interpretation as the viewer whether or not you think this movie or series will continue or whether it will not. So in the end, I felt like this one was a combination of The Shining in different parts and also Dreamscape from 1984 with this kind of like you're falling asleep and you're doing things in your sleep, that kind of scenario. So eventually I'll get to my thumbs up or a thumbs down. Thumbs down for Insidious, The Red Door. It's a disappointing horror film, which could have been a lot more than what it gave. Closing comments there, TV Fiend.
Yeah, I think the only reason I give it a thumbs up is because of the nostalgia. I mean, you have to watch the fifth and final. You can't not watch it.
I mean, is it the final one, though? Do you really think that this is the end? I mean, considering the amount of money now that they're making... Not that Indiana Jones is a much better movie.
Yeah, the Indiana Jones. You know, I'm always skeptical of it being the final anything, but they'll milk it for a couple of years.
Probably. We'll see. All right, will there be Insidious 6? Let us know in the comments. Let's see. Mangle Loduru So. It says, Dreamscape, yeah. Would you need to watch all of them? Good question. TV Fiend, have you seen any of the Insidious movies, by the way?
Yes, of course.
You've seen them all?
I like them. Yeah. No.
Not all of them. You're not a hardcore fan. Neither am I. What am I talking about, right?
The truth is coming out now. No, I do not think that you need to watch all of them to watch this one. In fact, there are so many recall scenes.
Yes.
They're really trying to remind you of what happened in the last one that they were in.
That's true.
So that you don't have to watch all the rest of them.
Good point. Remember, this whole thing started back in 2010. Then 2013, 15, 18. Now it's 23. So we're here now, folks. Let's see if it advances. All right, let's move on. The next film tonight on Silver Screen Previews is Joyride. That's Joyride with Stephanie Sue, David Denman, and Ashley Park. Four Asian-American friends bond together as they travel to China and Korea in search of a birth mother who gave up a daughter for adoption. So this one is rated R, and it's in wide theater release this past week. It's in the top 10 already, money-wise. And here's a clip from Joyride right here on Silver Screen Previews. Check this out. I don't know, maybe you've seen this already. You do that every single week there, TV Fiend. Don't you do that back in your house or with your friends?
Absolutely. I always win.
You always win. You always get the last lap in there. Oh, yes. All right, we're talking about Joyride. TV Fiend, tell us your opinion, your review of this film.
Okay, so first, before I talk about my opinion, I want to tell you what Vulture.com says about this movie, because I just know that a very vapid man wrote this, and I want to tell you all the reasons that he's wrong.
Go ahead.
So the title of his review is that it never really cuts loose. And he says, what's holding it back is a sense of responsibility accompanying its hijinks, and the jokes felt like they were written to underscore big ideas. To which I say, is that bad? I mean, he also says that it's too protective of its characters, which, I mean, it's about time we're protective of women and minorities, am I right?
Uh-huh.
So, unpopular opinion, this definitely has, if you like Bridesmaids and The Hangover, but you have a brain.
That's what I had down too. Yes, Bridesmaids. Continue.
Yes, definitely Bridesmaids vibes. Don't get me wrong, there's some ridiculousness. There's a K-pop scene where they cover Cardi B's WAP, complete with a surprise ending. Can't be there. There's also a scene where Audrey picks the white blonde girl as the safest person to sit by on the train, who ends up being a drug dealer. And can I please tell the director, thank you very much for including a threesome with two very cute men. I appreciate that, instead of the other way around. But there are some deeper issues here. It's subtle. They're bringing them, they're having a more nuanced sense of humor. And I enjoyed the actresses, and even more so, I enjoyed their characters, which is more than I can say about every woman that was in Bridesmaids, unfortunately. And the ending even made me cry. So overall, I really enjoyed it. I was pleasantly surprised. I don't normally like movies like that, but overall, thumbs up.
Thumbs up from TV Fiend on Joyride. Great analysis there, TV Fiend. Look, I also agree with you. This was hilariously funny. It really pokes fun at stereotypes. I mean, like this gentleman here was telling me, Mangel Odusuro, he was telling us basically, you know, how are you supposed to take this film? This film is meant for you to laugh. It's not for structure. It's not about framing everything so it can be perfect to make everybody not be offended or not be, you know, taken aback by the humor. Humor is humor. You know, it's an equal opportunity offender. Either you take it or you don't. Humor is meant to make you feel good. And that's what this film does. It has some good, fitted in, heartfelt moments where I thought was necessary in order to not make this film a complete joke. It's a solid story with great writing and great comedic timing. It could have been maybe like 10 minutes shorter, you know, give or take, just for the editing purposes. But there's great chemistry between the cast, and that is like something like exactly what you said, TV Fiend. Something you'd find something like in Bridesmaids. So exactly right on point there. The gags are gross and raunchy, but still effective. So I mean, you can't really go wrong in this film. You'll end up being happy, and with all the different stuff that goes on. So you know, I give this film Joyride a resounding thumbs up. The R-rated Joyride, something that Insidious should have done, was gone R-rated. TV Fiend, closing comments there.
You're really hanging on to that R rating, huh?
Yes, I'm really sticking to it.
That really bothers you.
It does! Oh my god, you know, before, like in the 80s and 90s, PG-13 was movies that were really hardcore, but somehow the censors decided, you know what, let's let them pass, let them slide with a PG-13 rating. You know, but there were really hardcore movies there with that rating and that time. Now, it's basically, you know, like almost like a Disney movie. You know, like for kids, almost. You know, and that's what you're getting with, like, the Insidious movie. It's not strong gore enough. This movie, with all its comedy, is meant to be R-rated, whether or not you like it or not. There's no NC-17 anymore. They don't care. It's either PG-13 or you're an adult. You know, it's, like, you know, over 17. It's crazy.
Yeah. I didn't think it was too crude, though, either. I thought it was a really good balance.
Well, did you think about the woman's private parts, you know, scene with the... Do you think that was kind of, like, overgrown, though?
I thought that was hilarious. Did you not think that was hilarious?
Yeah, my mouth dropped. I'm like, wow, that's really good.
It was very surprising.
Yeah, Goonies! There's a good example. Goonies, PG-13, and that had some really, you know, questionable scenes. You know, you could also say the same thing about Monster Squad. Ah, but you know, hey, I digress on that point. Yeah, Joyride, tremendous film. Great film there. Both thumbs up. Let's do a quick recap of this week's films on Silver Screen Previews. First, Insidious, The Red Door, TV Fiend.
It's good if you want the nostalgia. You might be disappointed by the overall story. Don't watch the other movies before it because you're pretty much going to watch number one while you're watching this one. But overall, I give it a thumbs up.
Very good. Excellent. Also, well, I gave it a thumbs down. It was frustrating. It didn't pull out all the stops. Once again, PG-13 is a problem for me with this kind of film. TB Fiend, I think, was really surprised by that. But I go there. I go there. Please, make it dark. Make it brooding. Make it like the first one, which is not... You know, what do I have to know anyway? The movie's number one at the box office. It's making a lot of money. So, Rob, shut up, right? I will shut up now. So I give it a thumbs down.
Was the first one rated R or PG-13?
It was rated R. It was rated because hardcore. You know, they become soft now. It's like they're just trying to get people in the theater.
And they're trying to keep people out of therapy.
Yes. Oh, man, look, the MRI scene, that was pretty much, yeah, that was probably the scariest moment for me in this movie. And that was at the beginning in the first act.
MRIs are terrifying anyway.
That sound.
I have to meditate in there.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Luckily, I don't have any past memories coming up.
Yeah, I just think about like sports stuff, you know. I just try to forget about that, you know. All right, let's move on. I know that made no sense at all. Thank you, TV Feed. All right, let's move on. The second and final film tonight on Silver Screen Previews is Joyride. TV Feed.
Joyride was a joyride. See what I did there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I liked it. It was really great. It was surprising. Like, the characters, thought the actresses did a nice job. Bridesmaids, but for people that have a brain, thumbs up.
I agree on this one wholeheartedly as well. Thumbs up for Joyride. Great chemistry. Pokes fun at stereotypes. You can't go wrong. It's loose. It's fun. And, you know, you get all the stuff that you really promised in the trailer. So that's good. Hey, a TV Fiend, there's other movies out there this week. For example, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Did you give that one a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
I didn't see that one.
You haven't seen
but
it
But you know what movie I'm very excited to see?
Which one?
I've already bought my tickets to.
Which one?
Barbie,
of course.
I cannot believe you didn't invite me to do the show for the premiere of Barbie.
For Barbie, that's coming up next week? Oh, you know, I don't know. Maybe the invitation will be there. I have to find out because I'm waiting on somebody else to confirm with me whether or not they'll be able to do that show with me. We will see. I'm not sure yet.
That's probably on your top 10 list of movies. Most anticipated.
There's a lot of stuff coming up next weekend. Dial of Destiny, I gave a thumbs down. I thought it was just an atrocious film. The first 10 minutes, 15 minutes is okay, but the rest of it is just a disgrace. And I agree. They just Phoebe Waller-Bridge is just a venomous, a viperous type of person that is inserted into the story to make Indy look like a frail, old bastard. There you go, I said it. Which he is not. Harrison Ford is the best, one of the greatest actors of all time. And that's what they did here in this film to make him look like that. It's a real shame, a travesty. The other film I wanted to mention was The Sound of Freedom, which is a very hardcore telling tale of child trafficking, which is going on now globally on a major scale. So that's a great movie to check out if you want to feel something emotional. The Sound of Freedom, which is out there in theaters also today. It's in the top five. I think it's number three on the box office list. So check that one out as well in theaters across America. There we go. TV Fiend, where can we find you online?
You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, Television Fiend.
Excellent. We will hopefully see you again very soon. You never know. You never know.
Maybe for Barbie.
We'll find out. Programming note, we're back here again next Sunday. Remember, we're doing the show now on Sundays during the summer. So catch us again next Sunday, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific right here. Also, this coming Saturday, the return of Splattervision as we cover four retro films with Jackie Toob right here on that program at splattervision.tv. That's the channel on Instagram. Very good. TV Fiend, thank you once again for your expert opinion, and we'll see you along the way.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, guys, thank you for joining us right here on Instagram Live. And also, don't forget to check out the Buzzsprout podcast, which can be heard tomorrow. So I'll edit that thing down, and I'll take out all my worthless jokes, and we'll save all of TV Fiend's stuff. So we'll just, you know, check that phone out.
That's
thank you, guys.
That's the one I'm going to listen to.
What was that?
I said, that's the one I'm going to listen to. Just me talking all the time.
That's it. Just
very
her.
Interesting.
Nothing about me. Nothing. I'll be like, okay, very good. All right, guys. Thank you guys for joining us, and have a great week. We'll catch you again next Sunday right here on Silver Screen Previews.